Howie Carr, a Boston Herald columnist and radio hitman.
Howie Carr is a columnist for the Boston Herald as well as a radio talk show host who has been a thorn in the side of Whitey Bulger and his gang for 20 years.
I was referred to today as 1970s Boston.
Howie is sort of an insidious force in this area.
Nothing gets you going in the morning like a good cup of Joe and a little Howie Carr, right?
Hey, paper boy.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
Live from sunny Florida,
Lago Lago,
it's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. So glad that the government shutdown, the phony baloney government shutdown, is winding down. My biggest worry was Roscoe would not be able to get out of New York. But he's gone.
A talented dog.
He's going to be able to make it out. If he can make it there, he can make it anywhere, and he's been making it there, and he's going to be making it, and he's going to be Palm Beach Pug very shortly. Anyway, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. One thing about the so-called shutdown that has been, in my opinion, a silver lining to a dark cloud of BS that is blanketed the nation. And that's the complaints of the non-working classes, the people on food stamps. And I'm gonna miss starting off the show every day with these plaintive lamentations from the gimme girls, the illegal aliens, the tattooed nose ring quadruple chin community, and it's just great. It's been humorous. So today we're gonna start by playing some of these cuts, and they'll be up on Instagram in about 4 hours, and I sought today people with great girth and pink, purple, green, orange hair. That's who I was looking for today. So let's start with a woman with pink hair. Cut five.
Because of the Republicans, I am going to lose my food stamps. I am literally going to starve.
Do you work?
What does that have to do with anything?
What does that have to do with anything? Anything? How about a couple of hipsters? You know, they say marijuana doesn't destroy your mind. I beg to differ. Here are exhibits A and B. Cut four.
Yeah, people act like work is some moral achievement. No, work is compliance with capitalism.
Exactly. Refusing to work is resistance. It's praxis. We're participating in the downfall, not the rat race.
Yeah, I don't have a job. I have integrity.
And our EBT card? That's community redistribution, baby.
Community redistribution, baby. So they got a guy coming out of a supermarket, and he claimed he had a bunch of kids, and all he was loading into his car, the back of his trunk, I think it was an SUV, was soda, case after case after case of soda, which it's not good for you. I mean, again, you want to buy it, that's fine, but don't buy it with my tax dollars and then send me the bill for your diabetes treatment or the fact that you can't even get off the couch to get a job, even the minimum job. So this is the guy who's so happy that the SNAP benefits have resumed, that if you're watching this on TV, you're going to see the soda that he's loading up. Cut two.
are running really low on our refrigerator trying to keep up with food.
They have six kids. Groceries for eight people in one house get expensive fast.
If they had not come in, we were already struggling. We were sitting around dipping into some Christmas money, some bill
Christmas
money, trying
money.
To keep food in the house just to keep the kids fed because we are...
And Dr. family. Pepper. And trying to keep Dr. Pepper and knee-high grape, down south brownies.
This is a house of learned doctors.
Okay, this woman is complaining about the kind of food she got. And think, as you listen to her list the foods that she's got, she's discussed that. I mean, some of these foods I like better than others. But, you know, black beans, I like black beans. What's she complaining about? Lima beans, forget about it. But, you know, this is the kind of, she's appalled. She doesn't like peaches. I eat a peach over the weekend. Apple, what's wrong with apples? Listen to her. Cut one.
I didn't get my food stamps this month, and instead, this is what I'm supposed to survive off to feed my family. A bag of apples.
I love apples.
A bag of oranges.
What's wrong with those?
Tomato soup.
Yuck.
Oats.
Well.
Elbow macaroni. Milk. Peas. Black beans, diced tomatoes, tomato sauce.
What does she want?
Peaches, more pinto beans.
You'd do without those.
Peanut butter.
Don't the kids like
green
peanut
beans,
butter?
Tuna.
It's not tuna sushi, so she's appalled.
And this. So I'm supposed to feed my family for the entire month. With what you see in this box. It's an absolute disgrace and a joke.
It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. People are saying they just got back from Market Basket. We need to reform the SNAP program. I guess we do. There were 17 million people on the SNAP program at the turn of the century. Now there's 42 million. It cost $17 billion at the turn of the century. Now it costs $100 billion. Where there are hordes, millions upon millions of illegal aliens on food stamps. I went to Market Basket Saturday morning. Instead of it being its typical mob scene, the parking lot was half empty. The store was not even crowded. If people want prices to come down, it's simple economics. Reduce the demand, the prices must come down. Here's another one, 508, another Market Basket. I don't mean to profile, but I was just leaving. They're coming in so fast, I'm having a problem getting to back to this one. I was just when a couple was checking out, clearly not from the United States of America. They did not seem to have any problem with paying for everything. 844-500-4242. How about this one? This is a woman who says she's going to have to get a job, and it's freaking her out. It's freaking her out. Cut three.
And I have to go to work. My life is falling apart and I have to get up and f***ing go to work. The world is falling apart, but I have to go to work. Right? I'm a black woman in America scared for my life, but I have to get up and go to work. What the f***? What the f***? But I gotta go to work. Everything's falling apart. But hey, guys, we have to go to work today and pretend like none of this is happening. But hey, make the best of it, right? We're
yeah.
Make it a good day, right? Have a good day.
Have a good day. Have a good day. A penny saved is a penny earned. 7740 says, that grocery list sounds like mine. 407, a disgrace. Are you kidding me? That is a great selection of healthy menu ingredients. Yeah, I mean, how are diced tomatoes some kind of step down? I mean, most American dishes or a lot of a huge percentage of American dishes, whatever your income group, require diced tomatoes or tomato sauce, right? What the hell? Ugh, 844-500. My wife said over the weekend, says 207, they need to give flour with instructions on how to make bread. No, that's not going to work. That's like saying we'll get them straight by drafting them again and putting them in the Army. That's not going to work. It's too late for that. 844-500-4242. President Biden, this is from the New York Post. This was a good column by James Bovard. Permanently boosted food stamp benefits by 23% in 2021, in part because so many food stamp recipients are now obese and need extra food to provide, quote, sufficient energy to support their current obese weight status. You believe this? Surveys have shown since the 1970s that low-income people who do not rely on food stamps have a healthier diet than those who do. Harvard nutrition professor Walter Willett observed in 2015 that food stamp recipients are, quote, eating horrible food. It's a diet designed to produce obesity and diabetes. A 2017 survey found that low-income people on food stamps were twice as likely to be obese as eligible non-recipients.
Look, here's the deal.
We'll take a few calls on this. These cuts are coming to an end. I think so. What have they got to complain about? 844-500-4242-207. This is pure entertainment, Howie. I could listen to these people piss and moan all day long, especially the weepers. This is priceless. I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why I led with it. 844, we'll take some calls on this if you want to comment. I can reach you some more food stamp stats. There's all kinds of them. It's really amazing. And that's why the Democrats don't want to do anything about this. That's why they're not turning over the food stamp statistics in their states. 21 Democrat states are refusing to turn over the numbers and who's getting the food stamps. And you know why? Because it's all these people and the people, the illegal aliens. Huge numbers of illegal aliens. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
And I know Marty's a heavy load to carry, but...
Follow Howie on X.
I've got to post a link with witty comment.
At Howie Carr Show. Howie Carr is back.
We're putting out our Black Friday VIP special early this year for this week only. This week only, save $50 off each VIP ticket for next year. Buy now and give as a Christmas present, birthday, or just for fun. You get to see the show live in the studio from 2 to 6. Dinner from a fine, fine spot, one of our sponsors, great, all kinds of great food. And, of course, a copy of my new book, Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops. And these will start next spring. The VIPs will start next spring. But not right now. You can save $50 per ticket. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on VIP. A lot of people have decided they like to go to the VIPs every year or every couple of years. And this is a good chance to save some money. Today's poll question is brought to you by All Family Pharmacy. This is your family pharmacy where you can get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, and even your daily meds. All online. Go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10 to save 10% right now. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarrShow.com, is what made the Democrats finally throw in the towel? Their 300-pound constituents losing free Twinkies, government workers not getting paid, problems for taxpayers at airports, or they realize the error of their ways.
I'm going to say problems for taxpayers at airports.
That is in the lead at 43%, close behind their 300-pound constituents losing free Twinkies at 36%. 18% believe government workers not getting paid, and a scant 3% believe they realize the error of their ways.
I put that in for a laugh. Thank you. 844-500-4242. Limerick guy says, EBT, everybody's bitching today. They didn't even lose anything. You know, it was like they said, oh, you have to pay. So then they started paying them. And then like 3 hours later, Friday night, they said, no, you don't have to pay them. But by that time, they'd already tapped in. It was like that they were running a pump and dump, you know, a bucket shop. And a lot of the Democrat states, including Massachusetts, ran the bucket shop and got in there. Debbie from Long Island, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Debbie.
Hi, Howie. Love your show, by the way.
Thank you.
I just think you should play those cuts of all the welfare recipients who are complaining about not, you know, having to work or blah, blah, blah. Give them to somebody from the Congress so they can play them on the floor of the House or the floor of the Senate, because I don't think the other side hears them, and they should. You should get that stuff on C-SPAN. This is gold.
It really is. Well, they'll be on Instagram and TikTok tonight. We've had a lot of success with just putting these things out, and so I've started looking for the stuff that works visually too. I mean, you got to see the guy that's talking about dipping into the Christmas fund, and he's got like five cases of soda. I mean, again, you go to McDonald's, you want to have a soda, that's okay. You don't need to be buying five cases, even if you're using your own money, you know.
I absolutely agree. But this is just so great. And I mean, we listen, but just show it to the rest of the nation, because they really need to see this stuff. It's terrific stuff. I love this.
Thank you, Debbie. Diane, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Diane. I'm on the lookout for her. Maybe we can get another day or two out of it. Go ahead, Diane.
Hi, Howie. Long time listener here. I think Debbie just sort of stole my thunder, what I was going to say, but I'm just laughing, listening, but it's sad. It's sad but true. I think you should send them to The View. Those people need to hear that and play it, but you know they never, never would do that. They never put it on air. But they should be hearing that person crying in like a two-year-old tantrum that she had to work. Oh, my God. It just gave me entertainment while I was driving. And all first thing I thought of was, The View needs to hear this.
I don't know. Hey, thanks for the call, Diane. Well, Crossan, you're next. Go ahead, Crossan, very quickly.
Hey, how are you? First time caller.
Thanks.
But I grew up on the other side of Mason-Dixon. My wife grew up here in General Mills country. But my congressional district was next to Harold Ford's district. And
yeah, Tennessee.
Seeing some of them people, yeah, brother. Seeing some of them people in the grocery store buying, their shopping cart was much fuller than mine.
Yeah,
and it had food in it that I would have loved to had.
Everybody says that, Crossan, whether you're north or south of the Mason-Dixon line. Thanks for the call. Call again. I'm Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. It looks like they're going to have the stories are they're going to have to vote the votes on the in both houses, I guess, on Wednesday, and then the government will be back open again on Thursday. And of course, tomorrow is Veterans Day, and around here sure looks like including in this radio cluster where I am, it looks like everybody's off already. They've taken a 4-day weekend. So that's, but you know, I'm glad it's over. The only thing I was concerned about was the airports, the commercial airliners. I mean, I feel bad the workers don't get paid, but you know, they know they're going to get paid. I mean, that's not a problem ultimately. And you know what? I don't really care about the food stamps. I was kind of disappointed when the Democrat operative, the big Democrat fat cat McConnell in Rhode Island ordered them to, and that they just went along with it. But then the Supreme Court overturned it and said, you don't have to do it. But by that, like I said, by that time, they'd already run the pump and dump in the blue states, a lot of them. 774, it appears that all the healthy grocery items, produce, milk, eggs, cheese, are the same price or a few cents more than 5 years ago. Is this due to the 40 million food stamp recipients not buying these items? That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. There's been stories on social media down here that Publix is the big chain, and it's a good chain, but it's not that inexpensive. And some people are actually saying on social media, I'm not sure if it's true or not, that Whole Foods, because they've been trying to streamline everything and put in more popular products that like food stamp recipients and I and you probably sometimes like that you couldn't get there. And some people now say that Whole Foods is competitive with Publix. But I'll tell you, I've been going to Aldi's, or the mailroom manager's been going to Aldi's, and she went there this weekend, and the local fire station was there. And they had like about five or six of these guys, and there was a guy with a big handlebar mustache was, ordering them around, and they were scurrying through the store. You could save so much money if you just, compare prices, or even at a place like Publix, they have these 2-for-1 specials. So you just lay in a lot of stuff. If you like crackers or I like the Cuban coffee, you lay in enough to hold you over till the 2-for-1 comes back. And I don't see any of that with people with food stamps. They just don't give a bleep. They just buy whatever the hell they please. And the thought of them saying, well, I'm not going to get the cheese at the Publix this week. I'm going to get, or a Market Basket. I'm going to go to Aldi's. They would never think of that. 844-500-4242. 413 says, I was a divorced mother of two boys with a lousy child support payment, and I never got food stamps when I was out of work for months. Shame on these lazy gimme people. Yeah. Well, Brooke Rollins is the Secretary of Agriculture, and she was on Fox, and she was talking about how they've been trying to, get this amazing boondoggle program under control, and how the 21 blue states are refusing to do anything about cracking down on fraud. This is Brooke Rollins. This runs on for a while, but it's pretty interesting stuff. Cut six.
Day one of USDA, February 13th, is we sent letters to every governor in America being very clear that no illegal aliens can use SNAP. 000. We asked every state for the first time in history, and this was in February, to send us their data and let us, with DOGE and a war room, actually start going through this data to better understand how this explosion of SNAP benefits happened under Joe Biden. We increased almost 40% on this program in just a couple of years under the Biden administration. Of course, we know they were trying to buy the election, but that's a conversation for another time. And since we have asked for that data, 29 states have complied. Of course, almost all the red states, a couple of the couple blue states too. But in that data, and I haven't talked about this yet publicly, in that data we've studied about $100 billion in spend. We have found thousands and thousands of illegal use of the EBT card. We have been moving people off of SNAP. We've got almost 700,000 people, I think, we've moved off just since the president took office. We've arrested about 118 people. So this has been ongoing. But Rachel, to your point, what this conversation has allowed is a national spotlight on a broken and corrupt program. We found one guy in six different states getting a benefit. We found about 5,000 people that are dead who are still getting benefits. Like, it is time to drastically reform this program so that we can make sure that those who are truly needy, truly vulnerable, are getting what they need, and the rest of the corruption goes away and we can serve the American taxpayer.
Food stamp enrollment exploded, says James Bavard in the New York Post yesterday, as a result of political propaganda, bureaucratic racketeering, and a perpetual federal assault on self-reliance. There it is. Federal regulations treated food stamp dependency as a transcendent benefit for America. The Obama administration claimed, quote, every $5 in SNAP benefits generates as much as $9 in economic activity. That's what, where does that number come from? Team Obama canceled the food stamp work requirement, which speedily doubled the number of able-bodied recipients with no kids. Food stamp enrollment also skyrocketed thanks to shameless scams. The Clinton administration launched the Food Security Survey, which vastly exaggerated suffering and hunger. The Trump administration recently terminated the charade. Team Obama waived the asset test for recipients, resulting in plenty of millionaires and lottery winners legally collecting food stamps as long as they had zero monthly income. Ugh. 844-500-4242. Ann, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ann.
Well, hello. First of all, I would like to put a kudos out to the Marine Corps because it's 250 years today.
Yes. Happy birthday, USMC.
Yes. And that woman who was crying was absolutely pitiful. And can you imagine if these people had to be enlisted to fight for our country? They can't even fight for themselves. All they can do is whine for themselves. So I think we need to have a way of teaching these people how to grow a backbone and learn how to take care of themselves, their family, and learn how to eat instead of pumping themselves full of sugar and crap, excuse me for saying that. But that's what I have to say. I've just got no tolerance for people who whine and cry when it's not a they, it's a we society. And if they want to be part of the we, they got to step up and work and have a little honor in who they are, because after all, we live in the United States of America.
And, I like how they say it's, you know, your responsibility. It's your responsibility, taxpayers, to take care of me and my children. What about you? Do you have any responsibility for taking care of your own children? You know, how come we have to work and you don't have to work? How come you could? How come you don't have to pay for anything? Whether it's your housing or your medical care or your cell phone or your food or your dental care? How come you don't have to pay for anything and we have to pay for everything? Thanks for the call there, Ann. 844-500-4242. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin.
All right, good afternoon. I'm a food executive with a Fortune 50 company. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag here. What happened was supermarkets raised their prices so high during COVID because people gave them a green light, just like restaurants did, and they didn't come back to earth until maybe the last couple of months. You saw the Stop and Shop in Shaw's Law at about high prices at about
$1,000. I stopped there in the summer. I go to a Stop and Shop and I couldn't believe how everywhere you went, 10%, 10%, 10%.
Exactly. They don't call a Stop and Rob for nothing, right? And Market Basket is the best marketer in the country and has been for a very long time. And let me tell you something. It's getting so bad out there that Whole Foods, and take this down because it's happening, is going to create a grab-and-go section in all their stores so they can sell Doritos.
Yeah, I read about that last week, Kevin. I read about that in the Wall
happening.
Street Journal.
It's
yeah.
They've already contacted us and wanted to know if we could put up shelving in their stores. They're going to do about 600 or 700 stores with a new idea. It's like a convenience store inside a Whole Foods so they can get a bang for their buck when it comes to getting SNAP customers to shop in there.
Well, just people who want convenience too, Kevin. I mean, I remember a long time ago, the mailroom, it was Thanksgiving Eve, I think, and the mailroom manager said, we need some whipped cream for the pumpkin pie tomorrow. And so she said, get some whipped cream. And so I go into Whole Foods and I'm looking around for the aerosol can. That's the... I don't want to whip it up and all that stuff. Maybe it tastes better, but I don't have time for that. And I look and I look and I look, and there was no aerosol. And every product there are problems like that with Whole Foods, or there were, right?
Well, let me tell you something. The folks who work at corporate and Whole Foods are about to go on strike based on what they're trying to do to get this market into their own sewers, because it's a multi-billion-dollar market that they've turned their head against, because they want to be true to themselves, which is no aerosol cans, no plastic bottles, no this, no that. We don't even do business with them. And as I said, we're a Fortune 50 company, because they would do all their own private label stuff, and they don't want the national brands in there.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they do have more of the normal products and keep the prices low, I'd go in there, but I'd prefer not to go to Whole Foods just on general principles. You know, I don't, whole paycheck. It's, I can't ever get that out of my mind. Thanks for the call, Kevin. Jeff, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah. How you doing, Howie? First time caller, long time listener.
Thank you.
Hey, I got to agree with you on the immigrants or the illegals coming in and taking our food stamps and increasing our costs like crazy. And also our healthcare system is being inundated with them also. And that's why our healthcare system is going to pot, because they don't have any issues with going to an emergency room 10 times a week, because they know they're not going to have to pay a damn thing. But us taxpayers all have to pay for that, and it's causing hardship on the hospitals and everything else because of it. And I think it's the whole thing needs to be revamped and looked at, especially the SNAP program, because there's just way too many people on it and taking advantage of it.
Yeah, I know. It's like a hangover from COVID. You know, they have all this. They increase the rolls. They let people get away with more. They increase the monthly payments, which I think they've cut back a little bit on now. And all these people that got on, now they don't want to get off. They're addicted. I mean, welfare is the ultimate drug. And this whole thing about Obama, we need more Obamacare subsidies. The Democrats are the ones who sunsetted it at the end of the year. Now they're accusing the Republicans of doing it. They did it. Now they want the Republicans to bail them out of their own, what they consider a mistake, but it probably wasn't a mistake because it's too damn expensive. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Call again. 844-500-4242. We're coming down to the holidays, and it's very tough, as you know, to find the perfect gift. But I'll tell you, there are a number of ways you can go, but one way I don't think you can go wrong is to get a box of Omaha steaks. You send someone a box of Omaha steaks, and they, it arrives on the at the front door in the driveway of their house. They are not going to be unhappy. It's just Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. And now during their Sizzle All the Way sale, you can get 50% off site wide, 50% off at Omaha Steaks. .com. Plus, our listeners get an extra $35 off with promo code Howie at checkout. We get Omaha Steaks, and there's so many ways to use them. I love the hamburgers. They have the best ground beef around. You can get it in various different cuts. You can get ribeye, ground ribeye, ground filet mignon, ground porterhouse, ground sirloin, whatever you want, or just regular. It's just all good. I really like the boneless chicken breasts. I cook them up on the weekends, and then I got them to chop up on, put it on top of salads all week long. All the sides are great. The desserts, it's just fantastic. You have any choice, all kinds of different choices for steaks, stuff you don't usually see except in fine steakhouses or at butcher shops. You can just order it, and it'll arrive directly at your front door. Five generations of uncompromising quality. They carry mouthwatering burgers, chicken, pork, seafoods, delectable desserts, all kinds of great sides. Every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness, hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern Time ship the same day. So it's pretty easy to do your holiday shopping at Omaha Steaks. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code Howie at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com. Code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return.
Thank you.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. My book, Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops, selling very well. We're still not on Amazon. It's a problem, but we're getting around it. So if you want to get the book, just go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. HowieCarshow.com, click on store. Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops. And we got a lot more corruption we're going to get into in the next hour, by the way. Okay. 781, just think of all the people who live under a rock the last 6 weeks and they wake up this morning after being told it was a Republican shutdown for all that time. The Democrats have been lying. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Thanks for taking my call, Howie. I think the change has to happen within the four walls of the welfare department, because the stories are a mile long on how the employees on the other side of the desk tell the person not to work, how to
right.
get that extra stuff. So they got to come up with a new form that every employee's got to read to the person who comes in, instead of same as it ever was.
Well, you know, in the old days, Dan, they did that. You know, they discouraged it. They had people going around to the houses to make sure nothing untoward was going on in the welfare homes. And as I've said before, until the late 1960s in Massachusetts, welfare was handled by every city and town. And so, you know, you saw if someone was, mooching and leeching, not doing anything, it was coming out of your tax dollars. If you live next door or down the street, you knew who was cheating. And once the state took over, they pretty much lost control of the situation. They would know if it's everybody's money, it's nobody's money. I mean, that's the lesson of human society, isn't it? Thanks for the call, Dan. Who are you going to get who's going to try to teach them the right way to live? I mean, they're, if you know the right way to live, you're not going to want to be in social work. You're going to want to actually, you know, working at something where you can make some big money, I think. Brian, I hate to be so cynical and mercenary, but that's the way it is. Go ahead, Brian. You there, Brian? Guess not. 844-500-4242. Here's one last one. This is a woman who feels very entitled. See if you can recognize her voice. Cut 11.
To save time.
Yes.
You know, I know having a glam team, a trifecta, it feels like a luxury, but it was a time necessity.
Yes.
There's absolutely no way that I would be able to do my hair and makeup and have clothes ready that fit.
Oh, poor Michelle Obama.